is the iHeartRadio Talk Network. And News Talk Tonight continues with Jim Richards.
All right, welcome back to News Talk Tonight here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. We're talking right now about the fact that the Bank of Canada earlier today raised the interest rate 0.25%, and the effect that will have on people. Yesterday, this is what one economist said. This is Armin Yelnazian. And her comments on what is happening.
I mean, the goal of these rate hikes is to hurt people in the sense that you won't have as much purchasing power, so you will stop spending, and that will cool the economy down. And as theory goes, that will give supply a chance to catch up. That whole orthodoxy is being questioned right now. But that is the time-honored tradition on how we wrestle inflation to the ground, or at least to 2%.
So there's a lot of people that might not want to wrestle inflation because they might be able to pay for their food and buy things, but they're concerned about their mortgage. So I'm guessing that it's a pretty interesting tightrope. We're joined right now by Moshe Lander. He is a professor of economics, Concordia University, and thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
So would you agree with the economists that we just heard the clip from earlier today from Vashi Kapelos' show?
Broadly, I don't know that I agree with the idea that it's trying to hurt anybody. The Bank of Canada isn't in the business of trying to punish people. But I would agree that the idea is to try and slow down demand. And certainly, you've increased interest rates enough, fast enough, people are going to realize that they have more interest payments, whether it's on lines of credit, mortgages, car loans, student loans, whatever you have. And that means that money has to be taken out of elsewhere, and that would slow down the economy in theory.
I understand what you're saying. I guess the unintended consequence, we'd all agree on, that it's going to hurt people by raising these rates. If you weren't looking at inflation numbers, what would you say about our economy right now?
Broadly, it's good, right? The GDP growth rate was above average. Jobs continue to be created, and they were of a full-time nature. And it seems that while COVID still exists there in the background, we more or less have gotten back to a certain business as usual while supply chains are still disrupted. But the fact is that when you have those things happening, it does tend to create inflation. And unfortunately, that number is just uncomfortably high for the Bank of Canada, and it should be for Canadians too.
Yeah. It looks like it's doing better. It's at 3% right now, I think I saw in America. So how long do you think? They gave it an extra 6 months here in Canada to reach what they wanted at 2%. Is that doable?
Yeah, you know, they said earlier this year that they thought they could have it by the summer of this year. Even the prime minister said as much. I thought that was foolish at the time. I didn't think that they could bring it down that quickly. I would have figured that maybe, say, the beginning of 2024 was a reasonable guess. But what they seem to be suggesting now is that even that's going to be pushed back to late 2024, early 2025. You know, the issue now is just squeezing out that last percent and a half. I don't think what they're suggesting, though, is that inflation is going to go back up.
Okay. And why, when we're looking at trying to do this, do we, I mean, clearly we do, but I'm wondering at what point, reading enough people who didn't think we needed an interest rate hike, at what point do they kind of take a look at, okay, is what we're doing going to force us into a recession? Are we going to, you know, help a lot of people lose their homes? That's got to be a tough thing for them to weigh.
It is. Now, the Bank of Canada's mandate, above anything, is to keep inflation at around that 2% number. So any ancillary damage that's done alongside of that is unfortunate, but that's not the Bank of Canada's primary concern. The pushback that they would give, and what I would certainly say, is that if people are at risk of losing their homes, there's a good chance that what happened was they over-indebted themselves and they took on too much mortgage when interest rates were at record lows. And I think that's kind of the human condition, that when things are going well, we just assume that they'll continue to go well forever, unless you're a fatalist, just assume the worst is always around the corner. But when interest rates started rising, I think a lot of people were exposed having over-indebted themselves. And the Bank of Canada has been saying as much for well over 18 months.
Okay, so reading, not necessarily recently, but a couple of months ago, that we're heading for a recession, do you still see that happening?
No. So I never saw that happening. I'll continue to stand by. I don't think that we're going to have a recession. And if somehow I'm wrong, I don't think it's going to be your father's or your grandfather's recession. It's not going to be one of these things marked by a terrible drop in GDP and rapidly rising unemployment. I think it's much likelier that it will be mild and short. It could still involve people losing their jobs. It could still involve some personal and corporate bankruptcies along the way. But I would also say that if it does happen, we kind of need it. We've been overheating for a little while, and just the same way that if you stay up all weekend and have a great time, you kind of need a day or two to sleep it off to get back to business as usual.
I think some people might have a hard time just because things seem so precarious. I mean, the jobs look good right now, but are those jobs because it's summer jobs? I think when you say, hey, we need it, that scares some people.
It does. And I'm not trying to trivialize anybody who does lose their job, right? That's a terrible thing for anybody to suffer. But when you go this long without experiencing a recession, imbalances build up, right? Again, use the analogy of if you stay up too long, you start to develop imbalances yourself, right? You might start to become reliant on caffeine drinks and things like that. It's a problem. And at some point, you have to take a step back and say, wait, I need to find something that's more sustainable. And I think the path we're on is not really sustainable over the long haul. And so if there is a correction, while at the micro level, that's really unfortunate, for the economy as a whole, it's kind of necessary.
Dumb question, but I think a lot of people who, because they were hurting, might have thought, okay, wasn't the recession for me, it was the pandemic, but it wasn't for the economy.
Right. And so it wasn't for the economy, right? We discovered the love of buying things on Amazon and having things delivered. And while the pandemic created a lot of mental health issues and a lot of issues for social isolation, our consumerism did not seem to suffer particularly much when we were told to stay at home. And so, again, the excesses within the economy have really built up. And it has been a long time since we've had a classic style recession. So, you know, we have a lot of zombie businesses and industries that are walking around out there that probably have no business being in business, but through being propped up through the pandemic and through this over-exuberance of consumerism that's come after it, they're maybe surviving in spite of themselves. And when the recession comes, it's going to expose that some of the business models really are flawed.
Are we going to be telling our kids about low interest rates that we've had for the past little while when we grow up or when they grow up? Meaning, is this where we have it at right now? Is this going to be the new normal?
No. So when inflation comes back down to 2% and it's anchored there and everybody understands that's where it needs to stay, interest rates will come down. Now, they're not going to come down to where they were 18 months ago. Those were all-time record lows, but they're going to land somewhere between that record low and the 20-year record high that we have right now.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Professor of Economics, Concordia University, Moshe Lander with us. Appreciate his voice on this, because I got to be honest with you. I am locked in on my mortgage, but I've met some people who are just hanging on and finding second gigs, but they have a house, and perhaps they're lucky to have a house. Many people who don't have homes can't afford their bills and also can't afford food because of inflation. When we come back, what does it mean that the Wagner Group and Prigozhin have surrendered their weapons to Russia? Sounds like they might be dead. We'll find out when we dig deeper next here on News Talk Tonight on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.